Hi there. The word for you today is pace yourself. In Matthew 11, verse 29, we read, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Galileo said, and I quote, "I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who endowed us with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their use." When Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light," his intention for you is to discover his will for your life, unlock and develop the gifts he's given you, draw daily on his power, use your common sense, and don't live stressed out. So what does that mean? Three things. Number one, change your attitude. Ever notice how some people on a roller coaster close their eyes, clench their teeth, and wait for the ride to end? While up front, the wide-eyed thrill-seekers relish every peak and plunge. Now, they're all on the same trip, but their attitudes are entirely different. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can decide how you'll respond to it. For instance, choosing to see problems as opportunities for growth develops you instead of draining you. Number two, get physical. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 8, Paul writes, "Physical exercise has value." Now, you don't have to drive 40 minutes to a health club, then wait 30 minutes to get on a treadmill for 20 minutes of exercising. Just start walking. A brisk walk works wonders for you physically and mentally. Come on, get moving. And number three, tap into God's power. You say, "How do I do that?" Well, here's one way. Practice scriptural affirmations. Paul writes, Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." But before that can happen, you need to feed your mind with the scriptures, then meditate on them until they take root and begin to grow within you. That way, they'll be there when you need them.